Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, we just heard from a farmer, Ken Dahlenberg. And Ken, where do you farm?
Mansfield, Illinois.
So he's right around here, and he talked a little bit about, we talked about weather or not here, and farming during adverse weather conditions, which pretty much is all the time. So tell us a little bit about, you also have an agronomy background, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So not only are you a farmer, you know what you're doing when you're out there in the field with the soils. So you talked a little bit about the importance of preparing for these, how you adapt to the weather conditions with, you know, with certain ways. So tell us a little bit about what you talked about here today.
Well, as we look at the weather and weather variability over time, the use of fungicides is just one management tool that we're using in our toolbox to grow good crops. If you manage and have a program in place as the variability, not only in weather, but in the growing seasons, with it being late in planting this year or last year, the early, you have to look at, well, what do you change? Well, fungicides has been one area that has been important both years because we've had crop stress in both years. Now, in 2012, when we had the drought, it was important to keep the plant health, to keep the plant alive as long as we could. With the use of fungicide, we slowed down respiration, which did allow the plant to have a longer life, therefore did keep yield to the plant, which leads to the bottom line for us as farmers. This year, of course, with the early wetness, with the delayed planting, and then early wet season, and then now turning off into flash drought, which in fact we're as drier than last year, it's important because we did have a season that did allow the corn to pollinate, and so we should have yields that should be average to maybe a little bit above average if we can maintain plant health. And that's the important fact, I think, the takeaway from this morning's comments.
We talked a little bit about application time and how does that vary determining on the weather and on the conditions in the field.
Well, timing, a normal time frame for applying fungicides in corn is at VT, which is the tasseling time frame. However, we have seen some benefit for applying fungicide at V5, and the reason being is because of early season soil-borne diseases, the V5 application does show some benefit. Not every year, but in years like this when we have the early wet and then turn off cool and moist with fogs in the morning, it's important that you stop any early season disease. And now, of course, after tasseling and in grain fill, the application at tasseling is providing the plant health into the end of the season.
Well, we've been talking about plant health as far as BASF is concerned with Headline. Talk a little bit about the specific products that BASF offers and how they've adapted, because obviously we've got a lot of fungicides on the market from a lot of different companies. But let's talk specifically about BASF and what they've had to offer, because Headline definitely has been a huge, huge product for growers all over the Corn Belt.
Well, as we look at the products, there's been a change over time. You know, Headline was one of the first fungicides that was touted as providing plant health, and it has provided plant health. But as we move forward, we needed to have fungicides that had a longer residual in their life cycle. That's where Headline AMP came into place and does provide that longer window of staying in the plant and providing that plant health. As we moved to soybeans, we had Headline and soybeans, but now we have Preaxor. Preaxor does have the longer life residual. The systemic health in the plant is improved with the new technology that they have in developing of the Preaxor fungicide.
Well, as a farmer and as an agronomist, what would you like to see going forward? What kind of improvements could we make to fungicides as far as plant health is concerned?
Well, I think that, you know, of course, there is no one-shot deal, if you will. But if we could have a fungicide that could be applied at V5 and would last all season and not develop resistance in doing that, that would be a magic bullet for us as farmers. But we know that's probably not going to happen. But really, the longevity of the fungicide is very important to us as farmers in the total plant health and disease control of the diseases that we're seeing crop up in the corn plant.
Well, specifically, how does your crop look right now this year?
We had a month's delay in planting, and so our planting was into the second week of May, and we had a good start after that. Went through a dry June, and then had rain at the end of June. So since tasseling, we had very little rain. In August, we've only had 900s. The crop looks very good considering the conditions it has come through. However, we're losing yield every day due to the fact that we are hot. We have not had rain. And so the kernel depth will be more shallow than normal. And so test weights may not be as strong as we would like to see.
Without fungicides for plant health, what do you think your crop would look like?
Well, I think that we would be looking at this time the plant starting to cannibalize itself to finish out the crop. And that's very important because plant health, you know, as you try to harvest and you have plants that basically fall apart, how do you put a value on that? But as we've seen in the past, when we went into these late August time frames and the plant begins to cannibalize itself, then lodging is a much greater concern at harvest.
Thank you very much. Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.